SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Good, bad, the dumb. Wednesday morning, SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio. All right, Mr. Culver, what do you got for us?
No, the good of the day. I don't know. There's a movie coming out in a couple of weeks. I don't know if you've heard about it.
I have.
Avengers Endgame. Well, ever since tickets went on sale, the pre-sale tickets, they have been smashing records left and right. They had the most tickets sold like in an hour, most tickets sold in a day. Now we can add one more to this list. They have already sold twice as many advance tickets than Infinity War, The Last Jedi, Captain Marvel, and Aquaman combined.
Wow.
Think about
that. Did anybody really buy an advance ticket to Aquaman?
There's some DC fans out there.
Is that a good movie? I didn't even see it.
You know, we watched it the other day. It's not that bad.
Not bad? Okay.
Not bad. I mean, I haven't been a fan. I mean, I like the Batman movies with Christian Bale.
Right.
They were fun. I haven't really been a fan of Superman movies. I haven't seen Wonder Woman.
Yeah, Wonder Woman's pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they're okay, but, you know, I think Marvel got the early jump on it. And just
yeah, I do
better.
Too. That's pretty remarkable. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All in a day. That's great.
So, I mean, I guess this is probably going to be a big movie.
Well, this is very equivalent to, if you got to go in the way back machine for a lot of you people, this is very equivalent to 1980 when Empire Strikes Back came out. Right? Like, Empire Strikes Back was a movie where you went, okay, when's the next story going to be? Because I need to find out how this ends. Right? And then you have to wait till Return of the Jedi comes to see how it all comes to fruition. I think if you watched Infinity War, now you either watch it in the theater, maybe you watched it on Netflix or whatever, you're left with, okay, wait a minute. What just happened here? Wait a minute. What? How are they going to get out of this pickle? And that's, I think that makes this movie so great, is that there's so many unanswered questions, how they're going to do it, how the heroes are going to win the day and beat this guy back. And return some of our favorite heroes back to life, maybe.
You would assume. You
know, possibly. I don't know. Maybe they're gone forever. Who knows? But nevertheless, that's the buzz. Like, I remember being a kid, and I was a little kid, when Empire Strikes Back came out. And I remember, like, flipping out. When I found out that it was going to be, like, 3 years before Return of the Jedi came out, I was like, that might as well have been 100.
Yeah.
3 years?
And
to find out if, you know, Luke beats Darth Vader?
And we've waited a year?
Yeah, I know. We haven't even waited
that
long.
That seems too long?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I can't believe it's been a year until we find out what happened post-snap.
Well, remember a couple of... Well, I know you're new to the Game of Thrones crowd, but when Game of Thrones announced it was going to be April of 2019, that the show was going to come back, people went, oh, that's way too far. What are you... I can't... Now, here it is. It's coming this weekend.
No, now, for me, I need more time.
I know, right?
I need more time.
Good for Marvel. They deserve it. They put out good movies. They've done a great job. I've been thoroughly entertained. Some of them are hit and miss. Some of them are not, but you can't hit a home run with 22 of them, for crying out loud.
Well,
I mean, they've really nailed it.
You also just got to go in with the mindset, like, you know what? I want to escape reality for a little bit. I'm not looking at Oscar winning performances. I just want to be taken away from life.
Exactly.
And I think it provides that.
It totally does. And like, you watch it with your boys. I've watched it with my son. It's something that we've done forever. It's a great way to bond with. It's fun. So I'm really looking forward to it.
I know. Well, I mean, you might have to wait though.
I may have to wait. Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Even in my little town, I'm sure there's going to be a line out the door.
The bad of the day, you know, Tony, we've had we've had a couple of really nice, retirement ceremonies.
Yes, we have.
You know, with Dwayne Wade and all the hoopla that he received, deservedly so, and the same with Dirk Nowitzki. But, you know, kind of need to step up our game. You know that?
No, we do.
There's so much more we could do with a retirement ceremony.
Okay.
As proven by this Italian soccer player.
Oh, no.
This Italian soccer player, he staged a mafia kidnapping complete with helicopter landing on the field in the middle of a game.
He did?
Yes.
He got a helicopter to land on the field?
Yes. And the only bad thing was is that he really didn't tell anyone that this is what he was doing.
Even better.
So the government was kind of upset.
Yeah, I would think so.
Because I mean, he's in his 50s. I know that. So I mean, he's not. I mean, it's not a main soccer club. I mean, it's one of the smaller local ones. He plays in Sicily. So it's not unreasonable to think that someone could kidnap him in Sicily.
Oh, sure.
Where the mafia started.
Sure.
But yeah, during the middle of a game, he had a helicopter come land on the field. Two guys jumped out, armed at gunpoint, with hoods over their head, and grabbed him and took him into like a helicopter and took off. So, the tributes were nice, but we need to step it up a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. That sounds like a James Bond plot.
Doesn't it?
You know, like you ever watch when criminals do this incredibly a better example would be, because you brought up the Batman movies, when Bane's guys bust the plane, they extract Bane and the doctor from the plane. Like when you get these Hollywood movies where bad guys orchestrate something brilliant, that's what I think about when I hear this land a helicopter in the field.
Yeah.
Story.
And like I said, I mean, the football authorities, they weren't, the governing body of the league and the city,
right,
they weren't too happy about it. So they fined the team, I don't know what, 200 euros?
Yeah.
And the team is banned from
playing.
Sounds like
$10.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
The team is banned from playing until the end of May. And that guy received a ban. He can't play until the end of June, but it doesn't matter. He just up and retired.
That's right. Now, were they upset because... like that's a stadium of people, and
it's a stadium.
Well, you can't land a helicopter.
Now again, you have to think it's not a big club, so I don't think the stadium was full. But it is a sanctioned game going on. There are fans in the stadium, but it was just the fact that he told no one, that everyone kind of lost it for a second. Like, what just happened?
Right.
Now, what people probably didn't notice is that he was holding a sign. Yeah, a little sign that said, in a time, but it said elimination service for Finnish players.
Gotcha. Okay.
So
okay.
He was basically saying, I'm out. I'm retiring. And
okay.
this is how I want to go out.
Not bad. Not bad. Well done. All right. What's the dub of the day?
I would love to see that, though. Would you?
Oh, I would, too. I would absolutely love to see that. That
just
would
like,
be
you
great.
Know, if Gronk had done that instead of announcing it on Twitter.
Yeah, exactly.
Or maybe that's a Magic thing. Magic could have done something like that, just had masked gunmen come into the stable center, haul him away, and then he goes back, and we'd be blasting him for that, right?
Yeah, sure. Of course we would have, right. Of course, yeah.
Now, the dumb of the day, I don't know. You have mascots, and mascots sometimes do things where they get themselves in trouble.
Yep. Most of the time.
And we have one here in Houston. I really don't know what to think of this, all right? Because a Astros fan, and I'm putting that in air quotes, a woman is suing the Astros for $1 million because Orbit, who is the Astros mascot, fired a t-shirt cannon that ended up breaking her finger.
Oh, this is really tricky. Don't you give up your right to that kind of thing when you go to a game? You ever see a ticket like on the back of a ticket? It's a million legalese that's on that thing. Don't you usually give up your right to those kind of?
I thought you did, but
we're going to be doing this and we're going to be doing that. And listen, it's not everybody's cup of tea, but sometimes things happen.
Yeah, but I mean, you think about it. I mean, mascots have been sued. There was one I know that where the most of them get thrown out of court or they're settled out of court.
Why is she suing the man? Is she suing the person who's in the costume, or is she suing the organization?
She's suing the organization.
Okay.
The Astros organization, because they, obviously employ the mascot.
Yeah, because the mascot ain't going to pay no $1 million.
No. Orbit has space bucks. I don't think she would go for the space bucks.
Yeah, she wouldn't go for the space bucks. But I always thought you gave up, you kind of gave up.
I thought you did, too.
Same with like a foul ball. Like if you get hit in the face with a foul ball...
You can't
sue. There's legalese on the back of your ticket that says, you run the risk of that kind of thing happening. You're at a stadium, for crying out loud.
Yeah, especially, if you're sitting in this section. I'm surprised they don't have it yet, or maybe they do. I think they do as you walk down to where they are. It says, warning, foul balls coming in hot. Keep your eye on the game type of thing. Yeah. I mean, if it's not out of the question that we could have I mean, I'm surprised we haven't seen it. I know. I think it has happened in baseball's rich history that someone has died from getting hit by a foul ball or a bat.
Yeah, I don't know any if any in recent years have.
No, not in recent years, but I think like given, you know, since like the 1800s, since it was being played.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah,
that somebody's probably died, but I don't know. I mean, I almost say it's on you for the way you were trying to catch a t-shirt.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think they're coming in red hot. You know, it's not like a bullet being shot at you. It's a t-shirt.
It is a t-shirt. It's a, you know, you ever seen people go crazy for that?
Oh, of course.
I mean, t-shirts are amazing. Like if you want to get people to fight like cats and dogs, give them a free shirt.
And it literally cut me. I don't even think cost them a dollar.
Yeah, exactly. And they just fire it out of a gun.
And I don't. I mean, for me, if I got hurt, then I broke my finger. I'd put that more on me. Like, I should open my hand up a little bit more. I could. I right. don't think I could go around saying, you know what, I'm going to sue the Astros because they fired a T-shirt at me, and I reached up to grab it, and I just didn't grab it right.
By the way, is Orbit a? Is he a beloved Houston mascot?
Yes.
People like him. Like
people love Orbit.
Like
you
they love
me?
Orbit. Yeah. Okay.
He has a huge, huge presence at all the games. I mean, just picture like, you know, the Philly Fanatic.
Oh, the Philly, sure.
People love the Philly Fanatic. That's exactly what Orbit is.
San Diego Chicken.
Yeah. You know, Benny the Bull.
This new one for the Flyers, Gritty.
I don't know about that guy.
He's getting a lot of social media love.
He's made his rounds on the talk show circuit. I've seen him pop up in a couple of places, but again, I don't know what to think of him just yet. But I mean, no, Orbit is a beloved character in this with the Houston Astros.
Well, good luck winning that PR battle, lady, against Orbit.
I don't know. I find it stupid that you could sue a mascot or sue an organization because of a T-shirt.
Yeah, I have a hard time buying that. Yeah, I don't think she's gonna have much of a case.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, because here's the other thing too. I got a funny feeling like everybody in Major League Baseball has gotten so many lawyers to be like, make sure none of this could happen. Like, we're gonna do a T-shirt gun. Are we protected? Yes, you're protected. They can't sue you. Great. Doesn't mean they can't try. But it just means that. Yeah, they're pretty protected based on what it says on the back of the ticket. Every time you buy a ticket, man, just check the back of it. There's so much legalese behind it. It's unbelievable. I'm surprised you're not giving your firstborn away to attend a concert.
I remember hearing one, with the Philly Fanatic. The Phillies were sued by a guy. Philly Fanatic was at a paint store, a local pop-up.
Yeah.
Mascots do that, go around town. And a guy sued and won $2.5 million from the Phillies because the Fanatic hugged him and hurt his back.
Oh, no.
So that I can see. That's a little bit different than a T-shirt cannon because, I mean, if you didn't want the T-shirt, then don't go up. I mean, you were actively trying. You had to be actively trying to catch it.
Yeah, that's very true. That's
it
very
wasn't
true.
Like you were just, talking to your friend and all of a sudden the T-shirt hit your hand. You're like, oh, my God, broke my pinky.
Right.
You had to be trying to. So I don't know. I don't know about that one.
Life of a mascot. All right. That's a good, bad, the dumb for Wednesday morning on SB Nation Radio.